Chai FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to ask Chris Yerland, who is an energy analyst, to give us some context here. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners.
Great to have you back on the show. So these, I mean, we know that environmentally these are problematic. We know that they are, I don't know, I think a symbol of our failure as a nation to deal with the energy crisis. But why are they now being approved, given the fact that we are now allowing the privatization of electricity production?
Yeah, well, look, it's a good question as to why the regulator has issued a license. Because, in my view, the issuing of a generation license is completely contrary to NERSA's own processes in issuing a license. And I want to read you directly from their website, which says the following. The following should be provided and is central to the consideration of the application for a license. Number one, a signed power purchase agreement showing the agreed tariff should be part of the financial arrangements. And number two, a record of decision for environmental authorization and permits received are required. So those are two specific requirements on the NERSA's website as what you have to have when you submit an application for a license. And if you don't have those attached, it is generally rejected. So the question now arises, you know, why is it that they're breaking their own rules? Because we know that environmental authorization has been refused by the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment, which is the environmental regulator. And number two, we know that the power purchase agreement with Eskom has not been signed. And in fact, Eskom has got significant reservations about entering into any such power purchase agreement. Furthermore, there's a whole lot of other issues that are still outstanding, including a fuel supply agreement, authority from the ports authority, that is the ports regulator, as well as the things that we've mentioned. And by the way, there's also a legal challenge underway. It's only going to be heard in December this year, challenging the whole process by which this was awarded, including allegations of corruption and maladministration and nepotism. And also, Parliament is conducting an investigation, and the Special Investigations Unit, the SIU, is conducting an investigation. So in the light of all of these outstanding issues that are currently in progress, why NERSA has issued this generation license is an open question.
So given the fact that the SIU and everybody else seems involved in this, is that a great indication that something untoward is going on here?
Well, the DNG Energy made an application to the court, and it was the DMRE asked that this application be dismissed, and it wasn't dismissed. What it was postponed to be heard. The merits of the case are going to be heard on the first week of December this year. So it's not me that's saying that there's something. I'm not the judge.
Absolutely. We're just looking at all
decided,
of this.
Mm. Yeah, the court has decided that there is some merits on this case that need to be considered and heard in court for a final court decision to be made.
The actual need for these ships, is that a given? I mean, do we accept that we need this production? How much production, how much electricity can they supply onto the grid?
These ships are due to deliver something like 1,200 megawatts, 1,200 megawatts, which
put
is about 60% of the risk mitigation IPP procurement program, which is not insignificant. And may I say, there is a shortage of electricity in South Africa. There is a need for short-term emergency power. But this is not a short-term emergency power. This is a 20-year supply agreement, which has been proposed by the DMRE. And that is part of the problem, that we're using an emergency to justify an unnecessary 20-year procurement. Now, you know, if you're in a pickle sometimes, your car's in for an accident, is broken down or whatever, it does make sense to hire a car for a couple of months. It's the cheapest option, the best option, the most flexible option.
And it gives you an immediate solution.
If you need a car for 20 years, you don't go to Avis and hire a car for 20 years. It's too expensive. It's not the right thing to do. Better to buy your own car and to maintain it and operate it yourself properly. It makes no sense to rent power ships for 20 years to deal with a short-term emergency.
Yeah, it's such a strange thing. What would the period have been that you would have recommended?
Well, one's got to look at all the different options. And, you know, this risk mitigation IPP program attracted a number of bidders, eight of which were selected, and five of the eight were not car power ships but could meet the technical requirements. And also the delivery requirement. So the other options basically comprise a blend of wind, solar PV, battery storage, and small amounts of backup diesel or gas power. And that would meet all technical requirements. And we've now got to look at the price, what is called the tariff that was bid on, against which they were selected. Now, the car power ship projects were amongst the lowest, but not the lowest price. They were amongst the lowest price. But their price is linked to the international U.S. dollar price of liquefied natural gas fuel, and therefore is subject to variation based on the international U.S. dollar fuel price, based also on the U.S. dollar to rand rate of exchange, and also based on the carbon price. Now, if this tender had been adjudicated today, you may know that the gas price has shot up in the last 6 months. But if the price, if this tender was evaluated today, these car power ships would not be the lowest price. Very far from it, they would be amongst the highest price of the bidders selected because of the variation in rate of exchange to which these are linked, because they are heavily dependent, two-thirds of the price is the fuel price, whereas all the other projects have no fuel in them because they're wind and solar. They don't have
There's no price to it.
Mm. So their price is basically linked to the South African Consumer Price Index, whereas the car power ship price is essentially linked to the rand-dollar exchange rate and the dollar price of LNG.
And tell us about the environmental impact.
Yeah, so look, burning of gas generates carbon dioxide. Now, the burning of gas generates less carbon dioxide than the burning of coal. However, one has to also take into account that in the production of LNG and the delivery of LNG to where it is needed, namely to the ports, comprises drilling, extraction of natural gas, liquefaction of the natural gas, and delivery of it, shipping it across the ocean, finally turning it back into a gas for delivery to the power ships. Now, in this process, there are a lot of leakages of this gas. And this gas is essentially methane gas. Now, methane gas is a very toxic greenhouse gas, something like 75 times more of a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. So the leakage of even small amounts of methane in this whole process of extraction and shipping and gasification and regasification, the leakage takes place to the extent that if you add the greenhouse gas effects of methane emissions plus the burning of the LNG to produce carbon dioxide emissions, the sum of the two is worse than the burning of coal. In other words, this whole process generates more CO2 per kilowatt hour of emissions generated than the burning of coal. So in terms of climate change, it's a more serious problem than the burning of coal.
Right. Understood. And final question. If these are situated or located, off the coast as they have to be, how do they impact on areas outside of those coastal towns? Does it assist the rest of the country?
Yeah, in terms of the coastal towns themselves, and the local environment around there, it impacts on the marine life. And in fact, that is the subject of the objections that were raised by a number of NGOs objecting to the environmental application by the Karr Township people. And in fact, the DMR, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment accepted those and have declined the environmental authorization, largely on the grounds of the environmental impact to the marine life and the fishing communities of those areas. In terms of, further afield, from these ports, the real impact there is climate change.